This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In Colorado Springs, authorities say more than 100 immigrants suspected of being in the country illegally were arrested early Sunday morning during a raid at an underground nightclub. The Drug Enforcement Administration says the club has been under investigation for several months for alleged activities, including drug trafficking and prostitution. The DEA says ICE took custody of those suspected of being in the country unlawfully. Also among those detained were a dozen active-duty military service members who were either patrons or working as armed security. People flying in and out of Pueblo Memorial Airport will board jets for the first time in 6 years, beginning this Thursday, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The jets flown by Pueblo's new carrier, Denver Air Connection, can carry 30 to 50 passengers. They'll replace the 9-passenger prop planes currently in service. That means more reliability and improved ADA accessibility, issues causing trouble for the airport. That's according to the facility's director of aviation, Greg Pedroza.
We did lose a lot of folks that, in their frustration, they'll claim, we'll never fly out of Pueblo again. Well, we are hoping that they will realize it was the airline and it wasn't the Pueblo airport and give us another chance.
The new carrier will receive more than $13 million in federal subsidies over the next 2 years. Pedroza says he expects that will help keep fares low to compete with the expense and hassle involved in driving to Denver to catch a flight. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Today, Colorado lawmakers are beginning the final full week of their regular session. So far, they've introduced 651 bills. This is CPR News and KRCC.